brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
New Orleans now into its fifth day of being submerged. Anarchy and total bedlam breaking out as society unravels. Explosions overnight. Fires in multiple areas of the city as high-rise buildings are burned. And surprisingly, the mainstream media is admitting the federal government totally screwed all this up. Now, I guess the answer is a bigger federal government, more loss of liberty. I mean, that's what they'll try to do out of all of this. But bottom line, the government cannot and will not protect you. You've got to protect yourselves and take care of yourselves. Let's go to Robert in Colorado, then Kim, Michael, John, Bill, and others. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, good morning, Alex. Thanks for my call.
Thank you for calling.
Great show once again. No problem. Just a quick something. I was on the internet this morning going over, I think it was MSN.com. There's the little article I read saying that the New Orleans the city is basically decimated, unsalvageable, maybe not, but the article also talked about possibly moving the city or rebuilding it or something. I was wondering what your take on that is. A year from now?
Well, the Speaker of the House, Dennis CFR Hastert, said yesterday, don't rebuild it. And I think that's stupid. But if they do rebuild it, which I think they will to a certain degree, they need to first build a proper wall around the city, which the experts have been saying for decades they've absolutely got to have, at least repair the old areas.
Yeah, that makes sense. If the levees had been in place properly, we could have avoided all this mayhem. Okay, that makes sense. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for the call. And look, I don't know why they didn't repair it. I mean, Bush doubled, on average, every other federal agency. It was a doubling. Why slash the funding for that? And then again, tell foreign governments, our own government, state governments, you can't help them. FEMA's going to command you. FEMA's going to control this. I mean, folks, it's not hard to bring food and water to 20,000 people that are in that Superdome. That is not hard to do. They got the food. They got the water. I don't know what's going on. Let's go ahead and talk to Kim in West Virginia. Thanks for holding, Kim.
Thank you. Hey, Alex, it's nice to talk to you. I called this morning about something completely different from what you're talking about, but as I saw the paper today, that WVU in West Virginia and about 17 other colleges are taking displaced students to live up here, and there's also a lot of people through the North Central chapter of the American Red Cross, of course, that are have a lot of people's names that are donating whole houses and also rooms for anybody that...
Now, again, the American Red Cross will take citizens who will donate and let them do it, but the American Red Cross has tens of billions in its slush fund and could take care of all these people. Again, there's another example of what the American Red Cross is up to.
Exactly. They're asking for the people not to send food or clothing. They want money, of course.
And for those that don't know, we posted an article where they've been caught actually stealing. I don't mean not giving money to people. I mean they will rob the mail, folks. Meanwhile, the Red Cross, the American Red Cross, does some good, but that's done by the grassroots people.
Exactly. I was wondering if you knew anything about the Amberview Project. In West Virginia, the West Virginia High Technology Consortium has started of taking 3D pictures of our children in schools, and now they know how to morph it with just a two-dimensional picture. And
yeah, they've got all sorts of programs to get us all on their databases.
Right. I wasn't sure. I've only been listening to you for about 2 months, and I have been trying to spread the word and show all your movies, and I've got pamphlets that I'm putting out on our papers, flyers with all these websites where they can go to saying 911, is it an inside job? Question, and then have you check it out for yourself. So I've got to get the word around. My mom was a devout Republican. After she saw these movies, she is just totally in despair. And my dad, a Democrat, and he won't even listen to it. He just denies it all.
So the Democrat, oh no, Bush wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Well, good job waking your mom up. At least she knows the truth, and God bless you.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Take care, Kim. Michael and John and Bill and others, toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, as we continue to cover the breakdown of society in the Gulf Coast area.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Continuing coverage of the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, as gas prices explode across the United States. You know, I saw George Bush a few hours ago there in a hangar about to tour New Orleans, and the people clapping for him and talking about how he isn't looking forward to seeing the devastation. It's hard to look at, and how it's basically like an incredibly powerful weapon was dropped on the Gulf Coast area. And then I just think about how a example of a microcosm, a thumbnail of all of this, is the fact that you've got FEMA just basically shouting orders at each other, but not letting anyone operate, anyone do anything, unless the most minute detail is checked off by the FEMA control freaks. Meanwhile, the mayor of Houston says, hey, we'll take people in, and now the Astrodome is already full, but more help has been delivered there than I would say in the entire scope of everything else. But even there, things are so rigid that a young black man driving a school bus full of refugees, a school bus that was just going to sit there and rot in downtown New Orleans, he gets out hundreds of people, and then the police sit around for over an hour deciding on whether they should arrest him or not and making the people wait. And that was the first bus to get to the Astrodome. I mean, that's insane, folks. It just... Americans didn't operate like that 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, go-getters took action individually. But now we're so bureaucratic, we've been trained to only follow orders, to only do what is correct. And it's just part of the systemic mind control. Let's go to Mike in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Nice to talk to you again. Alex, what's very outrageous, first of all, is the fact that the governor of Louisiana is not abiding under his constitutional oath and bringing in his National Guard, at least whatever's available. Of course, most of those guys are probably in Iraq. But keeping the federal government at bay and allowing local and county and state officials take the reins of the situation so that, of course, the federal government cannot be so manipulative as they've been.
Well, it was all about a turf war. Day one, she groveled and prostrated herself before the feds. And the feds have basically spent all their time, and folks, this is now admitted. We were reporting this 2 days ago and got some heat for it, but, I mean, now it is mainstream news. We were just going off the local reports, but now it's mainstream news that the troops have been ordered to commandeer to stop other rescue groups. Basically, it's all been about control, and most of the troops strutting around basically trying to intimidate the people that aren't rioting.
Yes, Alex, and all the more reason why the people have to be outraged. It's time to, this is a prime situation for us to take everything you've been teaching for forever on the New World Order agenda, what they plan on doing to us. This is a prime situation for the people to finally wake up.
Well, I've been trying to not, I agree with you, I've been trying to not blame the government. Day one, I said, well, Bush didn't fix the levees, but is it really the Fed's job? I mean, I'm always ready to jump on the government, but, I mean, it's just hard to believe that on purpose they would do something this bad. But now I'm starting to realize that the globalists may flush Bush now and give him the blame, but out of this give us a national service bill for, quote, crises. That's actually what is in the legislation for the Universal Service Act. In there, it says for national emergencies and disasters. So I think out of this, we're going to see an even greater expansion of FEMA and Homeland Security. I mean, what is that Skeletor-looking, palpably evil individual, you know, not just in his actions, but even his looks, you know, Chertoff, going around making excuses and smirking about all of this? I mean, I'm sick of it.
And he's an Israeli citizen, right, Alex?
Yeah, yes, he is.
That's incredibly outrageous right there. But, Alex, you're probably right. They're going to manipulate the situation to advance their plans further from this. But at the same time, the people of this country better wake up and take this opportunity, get the states back under control, make them stop sending tax money to the federal government, keep the tax money at home for their own investment of their own infrastructure. They obviously know the federal government is not reliable for that.
Exactly. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Michael. Look, again, three nights ago, I saw Chris Matthews. I got it on tape. I was recording it. And he was going, you know, people complain about states' rights and the feds, but look at the great job they're doing. Look at how they're coming in. Man, only they've got this type of muscle and this type of power, and they got the money. On average, if the feds tax a dollar, 30 cents of it comes back to the state with strings attached. Over 70% of state money that is taxed locally comes back in service, as if you really want most of those services. But it really is the governor's job. And a couple $100 million, folks, I mean, high schools cost $15 million apiece. There is no reason that they didn't have a Masada-like wall around that city. And they knew what was going to happen. So, you know, this groveling and begging to the feds, I mean, the state should have done it, but they were just so busy building casinos, so busy in... I mean, it's easy to sit here and say, oh, look, the government's screwing up. But, I mean, they're screwing up so badly that maybe the listeners are right. I mean, maybe it is an inside job. I mean, maybe they let this happen. We know they let it happen, but maybe they want it to get really bad. I mean, how many days does it take to get aid in there? And to see the way the media is attacking Bush right now, I mean, they are savaging him, which I find very suspicious. Because, again, Bush is just a puppet. And are the globalists getting ready to kind of remove this piece of birdcage liner and put a new one in? See, the globalists never get the heat for their policies. It's always their puppets that do. Let's go ahead and go to John. John, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling this Tony from Norfolk, Virginia.
Welcome.
How you doing there, Alex?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Well, you know, it's funny. You were on your show yesterday. You were talking about weather control. You had that gentleman online with you. I actually saw, I've got a video from a guy named Robert Fletcher. Have you heard of Robert Fletcher?
Yes.
He actually showed documentation, showed a brochure for the United Nations that they passed on to fellow United Nations guys. That it's like the top 20 things that they're trying to do, and one of them is which they're wanting to control the weather and use it as a weapon.
Well, I know this. Secretary of Defense Cohen, and we read the quote yesterday, openly said that weather weapons are the weapons of the future and already existed then. And I know that they've introduced legislation to restrict these. I don't think this was a weather weapon.
I don't think so either. It's just, you know, it's kind of something to look at, you know, to just see. I think it was more of a, you know, it's more of a them trying to grab take the theme and make it larger and show people what it can actually, what's actually not.
Well, they're certainly doing things deliberately that are causing the total breakdown.
Totally.
And thanks for the call. What we've got to look at right now more than anything is what else is going on. What else is the government trying to pass and do while we're busy looking at this? A lot of stuff's happening. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill. Bill, where are you calling us from?
I'm out here in Austin, Texas.
All right, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I listened to your last guest, and I'm wondering, you know, they're sending these bottles of water into New Orleans. Who do you think bottles these waters?
Well, there's a lot of different companies. A lot of the water's been donated, or it's water that FEMA's bought. I don't know the particular company.
Well, I was strolling through the grocery store the other day here in Austin, actually at Randall's over there off of Lamar, real close to Lamar, and I was looking at the bottled water, you know, because I try to get that distilled water, and I was looking at one of the waters, and it was made by a company called BS Waters of America, and I looked up, it was like for babies,
And so it said we add fluoride.
Exactly. I mean, it's like...
No, it's weird. Fluoride for babies, fortified, when they don't even have teeth yet, and that's when the sodium fluoride or stannous fluoride damages their brains the most.
Well, what I'm thinking is maybe they're one of the companies who are actually donating these bottled waters. I mean, that could potentially be pretty dangerous to everybody else, too, you know? And, well, anyways, I have a toll-free number that was on the back of it, you know, and it's like, I figure if I give it out on the air, you know, and people call and say, hey, man, take that sodium fluoride out of the water, it'll really give them some grief. But do you mind?
Sure, go ahead.
It's ES Waters of America. Its number is 1-800-682-0246.
Okay, Bill, thank you for the call. You know, the government openly passed a law to start psychological testing and drugging of our children. They're trying to implement it. That's real. That's bizarre. That's out of control. That's dangerous. You know, Tommy Thompson, former secretary of the federal government, is traveling around trying to get children to take implantable chips. That's bizarre. That's real. That's out of control. But so many times, people want to ignore all the real stuff that's going on, and it's... Well, I saw a water company that puts fluoride in the water. Now, obviously, that's bad. But then maybe that's what they're shipping, and that's why they want to hurt the people. See, I mean, that connection, there's no connection there. It's just, quite frankly, it gave me a really bad headache. I don't know how to explain it. I just hear how, I don't know how to explain it. We're always talking about stuff we can't prove or that is ridiculous or that is nebulous instead of just all the real things we can prove. Like the French tried to ship in a bunch of water filters and Bush said no. I'll be right back.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
And he has a pretty big internet business, talks to a lot of different customers across the state. He's going to be calling in here in a few minutes. Right now, let's go to JW, who's in Louisiana. And JW gave us a great report yesterday. JW, what's going on today?
Yes, sir. Brief update. Last night, WBRZ, a local ABC affiliate, announced that a doctor at Memorial Hospital in New Orleans could not contact anyone in the city of New Orleans. He contacted WBRZ in Baton Rouge and told them, begging for help, that they've had over 100 patients die in the hospital. They are totally cut off. No, nothing.
And
no,
by the way, that is in my stack. That is in local newspapers. None of that is on the national news. You heard the mayor. Thousands dying a day, 250,000 people in the city, not 14,000 at the dome, and the feds are covering up the magnitude of this. And, I mean, I'm sorry, folks. They can get troops into these hospitals. They can get troops in to drop generators on the roofs. They should be in there with their FEMA credit cards, buying the generators from all the tractor shops, dropping them on the roof with the fuel. They should be dropping water filters on the roofs. I mean, I got to tell you, this is pathetic. I mean, this is pathetic. Stay there, because I want you guys to go back and forth. This is JW from Louisiana. Dwayne Coots, good friend of mine for many years, and he's the backbone of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, our IT specialist. Dwayne, what I'm getting from people in Louisiana is it is descending into bedlam, and the feds and the locals are just trying to hold down the other cities where the murder rate is exploding, carjackings, killings, gas shortages, that you guys are on the edge. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir, that's accurate. Meanwhile, the mainstream media is playing it down as much as possible and trying to deliver the bright side of the news while seriously undercutting the delivery of information. And I really don't know what good it would have to have this information disseminated to the nation at large, except that the one glaring fact that it's the truth, Alex. We're far away from the path of the hurricane over here, about 100 miles, 150 miles.
And so people know how devastating this is. I mean, I don't know if it's okay for me to mention what's happened to your business.
Sure, man. Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we never had a drop of rain or a cloud in the sky over here. And a third of my business is wiped out because our data lines are down for our wide area network subscribers. So, I mean, everyone went down in one fell swoop, and it could be between 30 days and 180 days before we have...
Because all the repair people are so busy in other areas. I mean, we need to call the troops back from Iraq, all 140,000, right now, and get them in Louisiana, or this could bring down our whole economy.
Sure. We're seeing even little local reports, and we're here in Hooterville. Don't get me wrong. You know, our population in the town I'm in now, where my main office is only about 10,000. We've already taken in about 1,000 refugees, and we've had some reports here locally of people disembarking and causing trouble. So our local law enforcement is trying to put up with their own impact in our own small way, and I'm sure that's amplified 1,000 times in the larger cities to the east and west.
Well, stay there, Dwayne. I want to hold you over the break. I know you're very, very busy. And just God bless you for just such a great guy. I'm so sad this is happening to you as well. JW, comments on what Dwayne was saying?
Well, I don't know what city he's in Louisiana, but I can tell you Baton Rouge now has the distinction of being the largest city in Louisiana.
Now, your population's already doubled in Baton Rouge, has it not?
It's probably at this point in time we are over doubled it. We are. They're announcing that we are the largest city in the state. I don't know where Wayne's calling from, but it is chaos. We don't have the infrastructure to handle this.
Unbelievable! And they've closed the Superdome. They've closed the Astrodome in Houston.
I heard that this morning. Correct.
And that's already getting. Meanwhile, they've got police out. I mean, quite frankly, trying to stop people that are stealing clothes and stuff. I mean, if somebody's shooting at people, kill them. But we don't need police going after people that are looting T-shirts. We need police to get in there and rescue people. Your comments on that?
Exactly. And speaking of police, I have some additional information for you regarding an interview I saw last night on a CBS affiliate, WAFB.
Tell us.
Lieutenant Waller, NOPD, was there in New Orleans from start to finish. He told a horror story. He was interviewed locally by WAFB. He was in the studio here in Baton Rouge. It was a horror story, Alex. And I urge you, I implore you to have, I have the contact numbers for WAFB. I implore you to have this gentleman on.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there. Tell us what he said when we get back, okay? Tell us what he said, JW, when we get back. We'll also get more from Dwayne Coots, good personal friend of mine on the other side. I mean, this is one of the biggest disasters, if not the biggest, in U.S. history. and George Bush spent the first 2 days on vacation playing guitar.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're talking to Dwayne Cooch, a friend of mine there in Louisiana. Also, we're talking to JW, who is in Baton Rouge. Very nice city, and now doubled in size. And it had some of its own, of course, damage from the hurricane. Dwayne, listening to JW talk about the city doubling in size, and all over the state, there are gas lines and people carjacking and basically roving bands that left New Orleans that have run out of money. And I guess instead of going to a local charity, that they just decide to rob some poor hapless individual. You're in a small town. I mean, you said you've seen. You've heard about a few problems, but nothing that bad, Dwayne?
Nothing directly where it got out of hand, where it couldn't be controlled by local law enforcement. The problem.
But I mean, name your town for folks. Name your town.
Where my main office is in Jennings, Louisiana. It's right on I-10, on the I-10 corridor, and we're about. We have the distinction of being almost directly to the mile in between New Orleans and Houston. That's where our city sits. So, I mean, we're on the main exodus path.
But you did hear from local police that there were some problems.
Oh, sure, sure. I mean, we've got nothing that got out of hand where they couldn't handle it, but the local shelters, the people are really starting to get fed up. I mean, the patience is at an end, and we're only...
Well, I hope I hope the refugees realize they can't go back to New Orleans, they're saying, for at least a year.
Oh, no, right. We had a couple folks come in that were headed back to Kenner, which is where they originated from. They were going to be allowed to return to their home for 3 hours, and then they're to collect what they could of their personal belongings, and then they would be not allowed to return for 30 days. That's the order that they were given.
So where is Kenner in relationship to New Orleans?
It's going to probably be about 40 miles before you even get to it.
So people that are 40 miles away from New Orleans can't even stay at their house.
Oh gosh, no, man. You know, and like towns that were not directly in the basin are also devastated too.
How many millions of people are in Louisiana?
I think about 6.5 million total.
Okay, 6.5 million total. How many of that 6.5 million are right now?
Metro New Orleans is 1.6 million. So that's all New Orleans and the surrounding areas.
Okay, 1.6 million. I mean, how many other hundreds of thousands have you heard around the state are having problems?
Probably close to 750,000 that were not in New Orleans are also homeless. You know, I mean, we're looking
at 2 million homeless people.
About 2 million that have to be absorbed in, and probably half of those will be able to return to something like a home or, you know, at least to their hometown within the next 6 months.
And Louisiana is the poorest state in the union.
Pretty close to it. I mean, I really wouldn't have pride in my voice to, you know, to parrot that statistic, but I'm sure we're in the bottom five.
Don't feel bad.
Five. Sure, man.
Don't feel bad. Texas is too. So.
Yeah, right. what's shocking to me is some of the stuff. The last time I was looking at a television screen this morning before I was talking to Paul Watson about some of the same stuff, a female bureaucrat, somebody from FEMA, or maybe it was a former FEMA talking head they had come in, the newscaster was asking them about, you know, what are the priorities? What is the plan of action? And I was shocked to hear that the first priority, this is unofficial, of course, but this is coming from a talking head, so I'm assuming they're in channel. The first priority is to get the levees fixed and then to get the people evacuated, which is totally, completely backwards.
Well, the levees have already equalized.
It's equalized. I told you, didn't we talk about this Tuesday?
And for those that don't know, that means that fixing the levee means nothing because you're already underwater.
Right. We talked about this Tuesday or Wednesday when we were on the show. It's just, they're going to equalize. That's already given up. It's been surrendered. Anything anyone else said is silly because they knew it was a lost cause. The second levee gave...
Do you think Hastert, I mean, he's being decried right now, and I don't support his statement,
but
do you think Hastert was trying to be realistic when he said the city's gone?
Of course. I said that Monday, and I said that on your show Wednesday. I mean, they may very well abandon that area and put a monument there, and it's the modern-day Pompeii or Atlantis. I mean,
let me get a comment from JW, who's in Baton Rouge, now the biggest city in New Orleans, literally overnight. Yesterday, you talked about police that you were talking with personally, saying that that it is a powder keg, and that now even national news is saying that Louisiana could descend into total anarchy, but they're having trouble just controlling anarchy in the other cities themselves. Can you give us your thoughts on that?
Well, the local news media and of course our local politicians is downplaying the activity around some of the shelters in downtown Baton Rouge. But on the same token, East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office has called out and put in force their SWAT team to patrol the particular area around the Riverside Centralplex where the majority of the refugees are being housed 24/7. So if everything is great, why are they activating the SWAT team to be on patrol 24/7.
Well, I mean, what's a SWAT team of 10, 15 people going to do when you've got tens of thousands of refugees? How many total do you have right now there in Baton Rouge?
Alex, they have not given an actual number. I don't think it's possible because they're not just here. They spread out all over the city of Baton Rouge, all over the northern suburbs, to the east suburbs, to the west suburbs, everywhere there's a small town that's got a community center adjacent to Baton Rouge, are taking on refugees.
Now, I believe it was you that complained about the churches. Are they stepping up to the plate?
No, sir, I didn't complain about the churches. It was another
caller from Louisiana.
But to my knowledge, the churches have stepped up, especially out in the... I live in Denham Springs, which is truly adjacent community.
Good. I heard Franklin Graham issuing a challenge last night.
The churches here locally are stepped up. Even some of the real smaller churches that probably doesn't have the true resources that the larger churches do, they have stepped up.
What are the large churches doing?
The larger churches in Baton Rouge, there's several that are, honestly and truly, I don't know how a lot of these folks would have survived if the churches wouldn't have stepped up to the plate, Alex.
Good.
They have one church in Baton Rouge that is turning out 16,000 hot meals a day. It's a large church on Florida Boulevard in Baton Rouge.
And now, I've been watching a lot of TV, reading all the news wires. There's just a few examples of FEMA giving people MREs and water, but it seems that the 160-something canteens, that's what the Salvation Army calls their mobile food trucks, and the churches are doing hundreds of times what FEMA's doing, and it seems that FEMA is getting in the way of all of this.
I can't actually comment on that aspect of it because I'm not there firsthand, but some rumors that I'm hearing, you're exactly correct. But
I have seen FEMA on the news, admittedly, commandeering local buses and things that, you know, people are coming in trying to do rescues, and FEMA's saying, no, 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 it's not secured, somebody shot a gun. Well, that's what, when things get bad, the government is supposed to get tough and, you know, go in and save those people. But, oh my gosh, somebody shot a gun, and so let's all cower in fear. Dwayne, do you have comments on that?
Oh, sure. It's the same thing we're hearing on this end. We're in Jennings, Louisiana, on the western end of the state, and it's like, everything we're getting from the news media. Just like the interviewer I was describing, the FEMA bureaucrat that was saying, what she was saying about the priorities of the city. Well, I failed to mention that interview was overlaid, with George Bush, the president, in the background, doing a photo op in Mobile. He had just landed and they gave about a 10-minute comment block, and then he was doing photo ops before he took his walking tour. I don't know where I haven't seen a TV since.
No, I saw it. I saw it. It was really... Yeah. And even the CNN pundit said, what on earth is he doing? That's a disgusting photo op. I couldn't believe how honest they were.
It's so crass and ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, exactly. I mean, he had like hundreds of people standing around him instead of rescuing. I mean, they need to be haul and tail, full tilt boogie, 110% in there. And look, if they invited citizens in right now, I'd be on my way out there to try to help people, folks. But they won't let you in. JW, you said you saw a government official on TV from the local police department. Tell us what he said.
Well, I was referring earlier to an NOPD, a Lieutenant Waller. That's what I was speaking of. They had an interview on the WAFB Channel 9, the CBS affiliate here, who allowed this gentleman to talk for close to 45 minutes uninterrupted, and he told a horror story from start to finish of what happened in New Orleans. He is now in Baton Rouge. He is presently in the process of turning in his badge. He said he was sold out by the administration. This guy is furious. Alex, I beg you to have this guy on your show.
Well, in a nutshell, well, I'll try. I'm sure it'd be hard to get a hold of him, but Lieutenant Waller, now in Baton Rouge, formerly lieutenant in the New Orleans Police Department. But, I mean, tell us what he said in a nutshell, because we're not getting this on the national news.
Yes, sir. He was told to report to work at 6 o'clock. I don't know if it was a.m. or p.m. He didn't make it clear. I'm assuming it was that morning. But no big deal. He got to work. They had no supplies in the police station. When the storm hit, of course, they wasn't hunkered down like everybody else. They ventured out as soon as they possibly could. He says it was already out of control when they ventured out. They were outmanned and outgunned. He said they had nothing but sidearms and one or two of his, he had 16 men approximately under his command. He said one or two of them had brought their deer rifles, their personal weapons from home, shotguns and stuff. They had no heavy armament. They literally had to watch the looters. He said there was nothing they could do. Physically nothing. I'm going to say it again, outmanned and outgunned. they had to themselves, the police, go into several stores and actually loot the stores to have supplies in order to sustain themselves. Alex, it goes on and on. It was 45 minutes. He went, Alex, it's unbelievable what this guy said. But he is resigning, now, and he said they are mass resigning because they were sold out by the administration.
And now, by administration, they mean the mayor?
The mayor or in the upper echelon of the NOPD.
Well, where was the police? I mean, I know this. I know that they reported, and I don't know if this is accurate, that almost 75% of the police just didn't show up to duty. And so it was these very small units that were left, just a few hundred, that literally just planned amongst themselves what to do. That's why there were less than 10 police at the Superdome when people got there. I mean, that is just insane.
Well, he didn't comment on the number. It didn't show up for work. All he commented on is what he did himself and what his men did. They commandeered a Chevron station near the police station that had, in fact, it was across the street, that hadn't been looted, and he said the only reason it hadn't been looted because it was across the street from police department. He said they literally had to go into that Chevron, kick in the doors, and get water, the basic snack food, junk food, out of the Chevron in order to sustain their men and keep going. And he said while they were doing that, they were literally having to hold off the looters at gunpoint and to keep them from being overrun. And
so, according to him, there really was a massive number of looters.
Massive number of looters, total breakdown in everything. He said they had no communication with any of the other
units. Now, again, FEMA said its own reports, the number three major disaster after nuclear or huge earthquake on the West Coast is New Orleans. They knew what would happen. They didn't fix the levees. And the population was in denial about this. I mean, it's the same old story. Time and time again, Dwayne comments on just the incredible things that that JW is talking about.
Oh, sure, it's some great information to be coming out. See, no one's getting this stuff. The first-hand accounts from the evacuees is where the truth is really coming out, I think, because they have nothing to lose, nothing to gain. They have nothing, no job to go to. There's really nothing left but them and their own frustration. And stories like this are all over the place.
About a major city dying right in front of us.
They knew this, Alex. This is not something that just fell out of the sky. New Orleans has been at risk all these years.
Well, then why do you think they let it happen?
Well, I mean, if it was just, and I know this really sounds crazy, but if it was just a city in the heartland, that had that sort of vulnerability, I could understand, you know, perhaps leaving it to the states and the local budget and not being involved in the repair directly or providing the funds or taking the funds. But we're talking about a major port. Folks around the country don't realize what kind of impact this is going to have later, you know, when they're paying $5 for a loaf of bread because the grain and everything that's shipped out of the mouth of the Mississippi is shut down. Not to mention the gas, the impact is just going to be huge.
Exactly. The Mississippi supplies, the railheads, right. the shipping going up and down it. It's like the third biggest port in the U.S. for import-export.
Right.
We've got large portions of our fuels refined there.
10 major refineries, right. 10 major refineries in Louisiana and Mississippi are gone. They're shut in, which means, I mean, they'll have to be cleaned out, turned
and
around.
And Bush is still saying that this isn't going to affect our economy.
I know you keep asking for, you know, my personal feelings, and you know my personal feelings is that they revel in this misery. They love it. He can hardly contain himself when he bites his lip and looks square in the camera with, you know, this that famous look he gives you, like, you know, the smirk on his face just drives you out of your mind sometimes because you just don't know what's in his head, but I think some of us know what's in his head. It's frightening. They revel in this misery. They don't have a problem with it. They'd rather be doing crap photo ops.
Well, the evidence is they did nothing to stop it, and now they're accentuating it when
sure.
Just basic brains would have stopped much of this. Do you agree with what you're hearing, JW?
Yes, sir, I do. And if you'd like, I can get back to the additional information this officer gave. Because
sure, tell us a little bit more.
He managed to commandeer a Mark NOPD sheriff unit, police unit. He didn't have the keys to it. He broke the back glass out of the car, found some keys, drove it from out of New Orleans, got up to Gonzales, which is approximately 30, 40 miles north of New Orleans, coming into Baton Rouge. Just there again, up the distant suburb of Baton Rouge. Contacted his father and brother who were in Baton Rouge. They met him in Gonzales, the local Walmart in Gonzales, donated some clothing. He purchased with his own money water and provisions and loaded them in his father's and his brother's personal vehicles, escorted them back to New Orleans. He could not get in to help his men out with the...
That is, you're telling me that a police lieutenant had to drive to a distant town to get water to go back to the police.
That is absolute. Alex, his story is horrifying, but I tell you what, this man, it is unbelievable.
Well, that's the reports we're getting. I mean, inklings of that are coming out, and it's on the news wires, but you never see it on the nightly news.
Turned him around, and he wouldn't jeopardize his bringing his brother and his father in their
personal vehicle. Finish when we get back. Finish when we get back. And I'm going to let Dwayne finish when we get back, too, because I know he's really busy, and I don't want to take his whole day up. More of your calls, and I'm going to cancel the guests in the next hour, too. We got to talk about this. I mean, this is just unbelievable.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Getting Lieutenant Waller on. We're calling the phone numbers right now, and it fits with the other stories that we've already gotten. But we're going to hear some more about this from JW there in Louisiana and Dwayne Coots, who's in Louisiana as well. Just briefly, my new film, Martial Law, is out. Oh, yeah. The film's called Martial Law, and we see martial law now in New Orleans. Everything is being geared up for this nationwide. Crises have been prepared that the globalists want to bring America down. And if they can use national disasters to do it, they will. But you need to get martial law because the criminal elements in the government orchestrated 9/11. The evidence is incontrovertible. It's totally documented. We name names, show how they did it. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order Martial Law or American Dictators or Road to Tyranny. Big discounts if you get multiple copies, and your purchase makes this broadcast possible. Or call toll-free to get the videos. Here's the number, 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and see it all online right now. And you know, you guys both speak whenever you wish, Dwayne and JW. JW, you said also that this Lieutenant Waller on your local TV station, WAFB Channel 9, was also saying that more details of what was happening in the Superdome.
That's correct. While he was in Gonzales, after he was turned around leaving New Orleans, he got made back up to the Gonzales area, to the Lamar Dixon Center, where they was using as a staging area, and he ran into two friends of his that works for the Superdome security or police. I'm assuming they have their own division. And that's when he was advised of the horror stories that had taken place in the Superdome. Apparently, there were vigilante groups who were trying to stop the pillage and the plundering and the raping that was going on. And when they actually could intervene in it, they literally was beating to death the rapers or the pillagers or whatever.
Well, yeah, anarchy never lasts more than a month or so. Always good people rise up and reestablish government.
Well, and this is true, and I firmly believe that. But they were literally taking, after they beat them to death, just opening the doors and throwing them out the Superdome.
What type of scum runs around during a crisis trying to rape people?
Alex, they were children being raped. He has got direct information on everything. I mean, he can verify.
Well, that's admitted. The raping of the children is admitted. This is unbelievable. Dwayne, comments on what you're hearing?
Sure. I'm still on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm sorry. I stepped away during the break. We have a local thing here. There's a bus down on I-10 where it cuts through our town, one of the motor coaches, and I believe they just put about 35 people out on I-10. I hate to beg off, but I'm going to save the rest of the battery in my cell phone to see if I can get some pictures of that. I'm going to go to the location and see if I can get a few shots on my phone.
So they're just dumping people out on the street now?
No, what I just heard is that they were causing trouble. There was like a little micro riot on the bus or whatever, so they had to just pull it off, and they ran everyone off the bus. So,
oh, really? Okay, Dwayne, yeah. Call us back as stuff develops.
Yeah, if I know anything, I'll get a hold of you as soon as I can. Thanks
Dwayne, and take care of yourself, my friend. God bless. Well, I tell you, JW, you certainly called in with some important reports. A lot of what you're saying, I've gotten bits and pieces of on the news wires, but maybe I'm missing it. But, I mean, have you been watching national TV? Here's my last question. Are there two separate news feeds compared to local and national?
Initially, yes, there was, Alex, but now I think the national media is coming on board with the local agencies because the coverage seems to be kind of going hand in hand. But regarding what he's talking about, the bus incident, they were having to put armed guards on the buses when they were transporting from point A to point B, wherever it may be. All the buses should have had armed security on them on account of the problems that they were encountering.
Unbelievable. Thank you for joining us. We're going to give you a phone number.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.